as an accidental counsellor, are you often wondering whether what you're saying to the client is the right thing or whether you're headed in the right direction? Hi, my name's Rocky Biasi and I'm recording this at the end of the first day of the accidental counsellor training in Dubbo, where I'm working with a great group of school staff. And one of the things that I'd like to reflect upon today is this whole concept of being able to do reflective listening, or active listening as it may otherwise be known. And what we mean by this concept is to be able to pick up what the client is saying and reflect it back and mirror it back to them. How do we know, or how does a speaker know that we are understanding and listening to them? And so the whole idea of being able to reflect back and pace the client has a lot to do with that, so that the speaker sort of feels heard and feels understood. They get to hear their inner thoughts out loud, reflected back to them. And that's really some of the basic counselling skills that we teach. But we also go a little bit further. Oftentimes, when we hear dark, disturbing thoughts and emotions from our clients, as accidental counsellors, we can feel quite perturbed by that and anxious. So as an example, if someone was to say to you, a client, I'm hopeless, I'm worthless, nothing ever works out for me, we can be tempted to rush in there and to say things like, no, look, you know, you need to believe in yourself. There's lots of people who think that you're a great person. And one of the school staff at Dubbo really labelled that perfectly when he said it's false hope or false belief. Oftentimes in my teaching, I say we need to be able to enter the conversation in our client's head. Let's not be scared by that. To be able to, if they say things like, I'm worthless, I'm no good, nothing will ever work out, everyone hates me, you know, those dark, disturbing thoughts, to be able to say something like this to your client, it must be really difficult for you walking around believing all that stuff about yourself, believing that you're worthless, believing that you're no good. Now, people get a little bit worried about this and they think, oh no, but if we say that and if we repeat that back, isn't it going to make things worse for the client? And I want to say no. Look, you're not saying anything that's different from what's already going on in your client's mind and what they're already feeling in their body. Being able to reflect that back can be a soothing balm. It can be the antidote to feeling really worked up. Can you imagine someone being able to open up and say to you, though, and reveal to you those deep, dark thoughts, and for you to actually be able to hear it, understand it, and empathize with them around that can be really quite a relief for people. They're already thinking this, often on a daily basis. So my message to accidental counsellors is it's okay to join those deep, dark thoughts, to be able to go in there and reflect that back and let the client know that you understand that they're thinking those deep, dark thoughts. And, of course, in our other videos and in the training, we also talk about what I would call the pivot, and how to help the client then refocus on how they would like life to be. So I hope you can look at the other videos that talk about this. My main message for accidental counsellors today is your clients are already thinking those things, they just deep, dark thoughts. There's no need to be worried about repeating that back to them. They're already there. And being able to let the speaker know that you understand that those thoughts are there can be quite a relief for them, because they finally feel that someone understands that I've got these deep, dark thoughts and emotions in my mind and body. Okay, thank you. My name's Rocky Biasi. Thank you for joining me for this video blog today. To find out more about the Accidental Counsellor training, simply go to accidentalcounsellor.com, and I hope to see you at one of the trainings around Australia. Bye for now.